Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
We have the honor of talking with Helena Moreno right now here on WWL. Helena, like you, I came to New Orleans as an adult because of a job opportunity in broadcasting and fell in love with this city and this region and this state and decided to stay here, especially after Hurricane Katrina, to make sure that this city would survive and thrive, and have dedicated myself to that for the last, 28 years. And I know that you came here as well for a job. And you chose to stay here and make a living. And now you're choosing to run for mayor of New Orleans at a time when we're seeing a lot of problems in this city. We're seeing population constantly shrinking. We're seeing people leaving. We're seeing blight growing. We're seeing issue after issue after issue that seems to go unaddressed. So I wanted to ask you, why do you want to be the mayor of New Orleans now? And what do you see as the real issues in this race?
Sure, Dave. Thanks for that question. And, you know, you're right. I came here for a job, but honestly, New Orleans is really the only place I've really been able to call home. Before I came here, and I was in my early 20s, I think I was like 22 when I came here, I lived in many different cities. I think most people know that I was born in Mexico, lived there as a little girl, lived in Washington, D.C., Dallas, Houston, Savannah, Georgia, many different places until I came to New Orleans and fell in love with this city. And it was after Hurricane Katrina that I really shifted. And look, Dave, all I thought I ever wanted to be was just be a journalist, to be a news reporter and a news anchor. And I was those things. And I never in a million years would have thought I was going to be anything else but that, because that's what I always dreamed to be since I was a kid. But then Hurricane Katrina happened. It changed my life as it changed many other people's lives. And I decided to go into public service, which then led me to being elected to the Louisiana legislature and then obviously to the city council. And the reason why I'm running for mayor is I've been sitting in the legislative branch of government here in the city of New Orleans. And the legislative branch of government, as we all know, does not run operations of the city. We appropriate budgets, we pass different laws, we deal with land use issues. And I can't tell you how many times I have requested of the executive branch that does run operations and does implement how the city runs and the deliverables for the people of the city, and have said, let's do these things to make sure that we keep the lights on in the city of New Orleans. Let's do these things to make sure that we improve response times for NOPD. Let's do these things to make sure we pay vendors on time. And I can go on and on and on. And the initiatives that I push forward, and sometimes even through ordinance, have either been slow walked or not implemented at all. And so as I started to see, you know, my friends and even members of my own family here leave New Orleans because they were fed up and frustrated with the quality of life. They were fed up and frustrated with the lack of opportunity. I went to my husband about 2 years ago and said, what if I ran for mayor? And my husband, Chris, you know, fully supported that. And it's because of his full support and my family's full support that I can go into this mayor's race with full calmness, knowing that if I do get elected, I will have their support, because it is a sacrifice. And I plan on being a 24/7 mayor. To be a good mayor of New Orleans, the people of New Orleans have to be your number one priority. And that's what I am pledging to ensure, that the people of New Orleans are my number one priority. And yes, of course, you know, Dave, we have so many problems right now, but the frustrating piece for me is that we have a model to fix our longstanding issues, and that is working with urgency through coordination and collaboration. And the reason I know this model works is because we saw it work during Super Bowl. At the directive of the mayor, she said all city departments have to meet every single week with our outside stakeholders, with Entergy, with the state, DOTD, state police, GNO Inc., you name it. And because of this level of coordination and working with urgency, We got the city in shape for Super Bowl, but we shouldn't just wait for a Super Bowl for that level of services for the people of New Orleans. So under my administration, that's going to be the standard because that's what the people of New Orleans deserve. And I'm really passionate about this because I'm so frustrated by seeing where we're at and knowing where we could be. We live in one of the most amazing cities, not in this nation, but in this world. And if we got the basics right, the sky's the limit. I mean, I talked to a mother the other day, and she was telling me about how in this city, just the morale of living in the city is so low. Because as she takes her kids to school and gets on Claiborne and notices that the streetlights are out, and then it's like still notices that there's patchwork on the road and she's late because of the conditions on the street, already her day is off to a bad start, not because of anything that she did, but of how the city of New Orleans is being run. So if we can get these basics right, get the street lights working, get the traffic lights working, get our road projects, you know, completed quickly and not taking a year and a half to do, then you're going to see a big change in the city of New Orleans. You know, and then ultimately, I'll also say this too, Dave, I really think that you need a mayor who needs to say that we want New Orleans to be one that is open for business. Right now, the safety and permits department is a disaster. And everyone in this administration knows it, yet they do nothing to try to fix it. It takes months to get an occupational license in the city of New Orleans. You are trying to start a business in the city of New Orleans.
Give your money to the city of New Orleans.
Yeah. Give your money. And so,
and you're stymied,
you know,
at every level.
Yeah, so I, obviously on safety and permits, revamping that office is going to be top for me, making sure we do a national search for a CAO. The chief administrative officer is the person who is supposed to be running operations of the city, making sure that all departments are being coordinated and working efficiently together. And doing a national search, in my opinion, is important. There may be some wonderful candidates in our city or in our region, but we should look at, you know, potentially CAOs and city managers in other cities who potentially could come here and do a great job. And then also making sure that I have top-notch department heads and top people working on the mayor's team, not friends and family, but subject experts. And making sure that these people are as dedicated as I am to prioritizing the people of New Orleans and making sure that they get the services that they
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I hear you talk a lot about collaboration, working together, common goals, because the current mayor has been shrouded in conflict with the city council, with the media, with business leaders, with others. It's just fight after fight after fight. So what I'm hearing you say is if you're the next mayor, you would seek to stop all this fighting and lead everyone toward common goals.
No doubt about it. And I look forward to working with the next city council. And the thing is, it's not hard to work in partnership with city council members. It's actually real easy. I've had some good leaders who have worked with me when I was a member of the legislature. And, you know, and seen how good mayors work with their city councils. It's real easy, Dave. What you do is you go to each council member and you talk to them about what issues they're passionate about, and then you bring them into those issues to help you solve those issues, or what's really important to them in their district, and you help them solve those issues. And guess what? When we solve those issues, not only is it great for the individual districts and even for the individual district council members, it's great for the entire city, and it's also great for the person who is mayor, because you're all getting these things done and you're getting it done together. So there doesn't have to be this combative type of relationship. When a city council member, you know, comes to me in the future and says, I would like to get this done, or I have an idea about how to improve whatever issue that we're facing in the city, comes to me, I'm going to look at that as a partnership and assistance. I'm not going to look at that as somebody trying to one-up me or trying to be mayor or trying to take control, blah, blah, blah. I'm so sick of that type of attitude. Either we're all going to come together and move the city forward, or we're going to end up going backwards. And I feel like I'm the only person who can really be that person who has the level of experience to really understand the issues, the level of collaborative approach to be able to work with the next city council, and also the person who really understands the state legislature and state operations to make sure that we don't have any type of state takeover or control, but that we have partnerships with the state. And I think that piece is also really important. And in the legislature, I certainly learned how to navigate that.
You know, we hear all the time, and I feel it, I think, as much as you do. We're tired of the fighting. We're tired of the complaining. Yes. and the conflicts and the constantly taking a position of taking somebody else on instead of working together to improve things. That all having been said, and we point out a lot of problems, one clear area where we've seen success the last couple of years is in the fight against crime. And the police chief said she wants to keep her job under the next mayor. Do you think you would like Ann Kirkpatrick to continue to lead the NOPD for you?
The crime reduction, I'll tell you this, has been really remarkable. If you take a look at February of 2025, we had the least amount of murders since the 1960s. Okay? I mean, that's unbelievable where we're at. And the way that this was done was obviously because of Chief Kirkpatrick working very diligently with our state and also federal partners and going after the worst of the worst out there. Also, you know, she finally started doing something that I really had been leaning in on, is hiring more civilians into the NOPD to take away work that commissioned officers don't have to be doing. Like, for example, you get your bike stolen from your garage, you don't need a commissioned police officer to come to your house to take that report. You can get a trained civilian to come, take that report, and then send it to a commissioned police officer to sign off on. And then the other piece, too, I'll mention is that the city council also made significant investments in summer job employment, boosting it from roughly a couple hundred spots during the summer to, you know, about 2,000. We did that 2 years in a row, and also investing millions of dollars in nonprofits working in the community, really boots on the ground, like Roots of Music, like Son of a Saint, all these different organizations. We started really pouring money into them instead of trying to create the city's own programs that are not really working. So all those things, in my opinion, are what led to this crime reduction. And I'll say this, I mean, I'm a very results-oriented person. And so, you know, obviously we still have several months to go, and Ann and I obviously would have to go, Chief Kirkpatrick and I would have to go discuss all this. But if we keep seeing this level of results, we keep seeing, you know, these level of points being put on the board, then I can't turn my back on that. And so, you know, obviously, you know, time will tell and many things can happen, as we know, especially the way 2025 is going. But I'm a very results oriented person, and I want to make sure that whoever is the next police chief is going to continue us on this trend of crime reduction.
And that having been said, there are problems. NOPD is still at its lowest ranks in modern history, barely 900 commissioned officers, and they're really struggling to build those ranks. What do you think you could do as mayor to attract more or hire more police officers and give them the actual numbers that they really need, 1,200, 1,300, 1,500, whatever that is, to more effectively do the job that they've been doing amazingly so depleted?
Yeah. So I have told Ann Kirkpatrick that this is the area that she is not doing well in. And, you know, we roughly have, when you add the recruits, Dave, we roughly are stuck around 940. So that we've been stuck there for the past couple of years. And I have said, you know, that if we don't start seeing results soon, that when I come in as mayor, I plan on bringing in, you know, a third party, you know, headhunting type of group to come in and help us in the recruiting side, because this is what other cities have now started to do. The thing with recruiting is, remember, it's like first you get the applicant in, and then you have to be, you know, very much about constantly contacting the applicant, making sure that they start, that they continue to follow through the steps to get them in as applicants, as recruits. And this is something that just a few people in an office can't, in my opinion, and are not, in my opinion, doing well at this point. We also have the least amount of applicants now than we've seen in many, many years. So even our applicant pool is down. So, you know, a billboard campaign or something like that, like what I'm hearing is being proposed, is not going to be what solves this. We need really, you know, many, many people who are doing a level of outreach and level of advertising to get more applicants in. And I think that, you know, that will be something that helps boost our numbers. But at the same time, the reforms within the NOPD need to continue, making sure that you have an environment, a workplace environment, where people want to go to, not only, of course, the physical structures that NOPD officers are working in and the equipment that they have, but also just the overall personal environmental type of atmosphere that they have as well, making sure that people feel like there is a fair process for promotions, making sure that it's not about who you know, but it's about what you know as you move up the ranks of NOPD, which I know that Chief Kirkpatrick has really been working hard to do.
Helena Moreno, I could ask you questions all day. I know we've kept you longer than we said we would, and I really appreciate your joining us, and we look forward to talking to you more regularly. And I hope if you are elected mayor, we can get you on all the time here on WWL with some regular show or something like that, because the people sure miss hearing from their leaders.
Yeah. No, I would really appreciate that. And I would commit to doing that if elected mayor, that for sure. I would make the commitment to come on WWL at a regularly scheduled rotation so that you and, of course, your listeners could get the information that they need about what's happening with their city.
I look forward to, I know we'll talk to you before the election, and we'll get more details on your platform, your approach, and what you would do if elected mayor. Helena Moreno, thank you for giving us a little more time than we had asked for initially. We'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, sounds good. Bye-bye.
Rutland City Councilwoman Helena Moreno, mayoral candidate here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen. God, wouldn't it be nice for a mayor who actually talked to the people, for a mayor who actually worked with the community, for a mayor who actually was out there leading in a city that desperately needs that kind of leadership. I don't know if Helena Moreno is going to win. We've had the other candidates on already, and we'll continue to have candidates on. But God, I hope some of these things aren't just rhetoric and talk, and that whoever the next mayor is, we can get leadership, true leadership that we really need. We need lower insurance rates, too. When we get back, we'll find out what the governor just said about the effort to lower auto insurance rates here on WWL.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.